You're listening to Muppets in Character, the podcast that hitches a ride on a psychedelic Studebaker and takes a trip through the years to reintroduce ourselves to some of Jim Henson's wondrous Muppet characters. Histories, backstories, details, and memories of some of our favorite Muppets. And now, here are this week's panelists of Muppets in Character. Welcome to Muppets in Character. This is our instant reaction to Episode 7 of The Muppets, Pigs in a Blackout. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have it in front of me. I'm like, I think that's it. I am Matt, and joining me, as usual, are my sister, Karen.
Hello.
And my wife, Christy.
Good evening.
So, go ahead, Christy. I had a late night at work, just got home and finished watching it, so Christy has got the notes together to take us through this episode.
All right. Let's take this one on, head on, just like Kermit takes on every challenge.
Well, yeah. Well, I will say, actually,
sort of.
Let me say this. The opening scene of this is pretty much my day at work. That's why I was so late.
Yeah. It kind of pretty much mirrored the day perfectly, almost, except that we do not have an elevator to deal with. So we start out this one, and it's a cool look at Kermit's day. A day in the life of Kermit, like the worst day in the life of Kermit. Oh, and before we get too far in, just to remind you, spoilers.
Oh, yes.
Lots of spoilers. We're going to talk about what happened. So we start out first. I think I laughed harder than I needed to. There's butter on the brakes. There's butter on the brakes.
Yes.
It was Sweetums driving a golf cart with a big stick of butter on the brakes. In his co-pilot seat, and they crash into the soundstage after Kermit has just explained how he likes being the producer and that he's come from humble beginnings to do this, and then that happens. And then in trying
that sign
to-
is kind of foreshadowing for what the day is going to be.
Yeah,
because the sign actually, the top screw falls out and it spins, turns upside down.
That pretty much.
I didn't really realize that was foreshadowing until just this conversation, actually.
Yeah. And then he goes inside, and Sweetums definitely needs some medical care.
Yeah.
And finding out that Patrick Dempsey, who was supposed to be a guest, has poison ivy.
Yes.
And he first thinks that the butter is for that, but then he finds out that instead of having Patrick Dempsey, Chef is going to carve butter.
Yes.
Yeah, butter.
Never found out into what.
Oh, no, into a piggy's face.
Yeah.
He was going to
carve piggy's
face.
Oh,
I didn't see that. Oh, okay. I totally missed that.
A sculpture.
You don't actually see it.
No.
It doesn't come to fruition.
No.
But that's what
it does not happen.
Scooter tells Kermit.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Gotcha.
So then he finds out that Miss Piggy is stuck in an elevator. Now, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I did not think it was going to be the elevator's fault. I was thinking that she got stuck in the elevator. I don't know. But then as he goes over to see the elevator, all you can see are Piggy's legs.
On the day that she didn't do her calf raises.
On the day. Oh. And then Bobo, who apparently has a past in the service.
Yeah, that was news.
Working
new
on
character angle.
Helicopters. Is crossing some wires, you know, elevators, they're like helicopters, same thing.
How high do you want to go?
And down she goes, and you see just the top of her, and she says, oh no, all people can see is my forehead, and I forgot to get Botox. She pretty much forgot to get a lot.
Yeah, she's behind on a lot of her
maintenance. She's behind on maintenance. And then he tweaks it again, and it flies up. An obligatory Fozzie falling down into the elevator shaft joke happens. And then Kermit pretty much passes out. Just has gotten to the full point on his stressometer and has passed out. So I actually was not bothered by the appearance of the girlfriend today, for once.
Yeah, she was more... utility character than a story driving character this time.
Yeah. Where she comes to check on him, make sure he's okay. But then, of course, Piggy has to, too. And that did make me laugh where she was trying to take all of her answers.
Denise's answers, yes. To show how concerned that she really was for Kermit.
Right.
Need you to worry about me. No, you. So Denise suggests that she go to, that he go to a spa.
There was, oh, okay, yeah. Denise, yeah, Denise was the one who said, oh, no, Piggy said, what? I forget what it was now. You set up the line, but I forgot what it was. Piggy turned to her and said, what do you know? And then Kermit said, well, she was agreeing with you. And she had a great comeback. I was already committed to it.
So Kermit goes off to a spa and he's trying to embrace it. And even in the first few seconds, drops his blueberry.
Oh, God, yeah. In the hippie colony.
In the hippie colony. And then as he's trying to get his zen on, up comes Jason Bateman.
I want to say this. I don't have any notes, but what a disappointing guest appearance by someone I was really looking forward to seeing on the show.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought there'd be so much more from him.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more. But he pretty much, his entire purpose is to apparently derail Kermit from getting his zen on.
Yeah.
By continuously harping on needing help for his children's production of Wicked, which he is directing and not directing well, apparently. So then we go back. Oh, before he leaves, he puts Scooter in charge. Yes. As associate producer, Scooter is in charge.
Yep.
And Gonzo is very upset about that.
Yes, because Gonzo is usually his right-hand man.
Yep.
And he's giving it to Scooter.
And while Kermit's away.
And while Kermit's away, first thing that Scooter does is give his mother's credit card to Carl. Big mean Carl. And asks him to buy coffee for everybody.
You want Starbucks? Scooter's mom's buying. Yeah.
Who's Joan?
And there was some nice interaction with
Yolanda.
Yeah. I love Yolanda. Yeah. Yolanda is quickly becoming one of my favorite secondary characters.
Use my office. Feel free to use my secretary. Oh, yeah, because I just love being passed around from person to person. It's my faves.
It's my fave. So Scooter pretty much takes things into his own hands and pretty much breaks everything.
Turns on the air conditioning that had tape on it for a reason.
Yeah.
Everyone assumed because it was Kermit wanted it's a swamp weather in there, but as soon as he turns it on, the air conditioning comes after a bit of a build up comes crashing through the ceiling.
Yep.
And blasts poor Beaker in the face with Freon.
Oh.
And one of the best physical Muppet stunts so far this season.
And there's nothing colder than a Freon face.
No. And I should know. And he should have just left it right at that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where that line should have ended.
My cryogenic experiments got me booted out of work.
Cambridge or something like that. Yeah.
And then things seem to continue to go wrong in the fact that the electrical system goes and he hears like crashing and it's the lights all blowing up. And they lose electricity. The butter melts.
The condensation ruins Piggy's winter wear.
Yes, which she weeps after like children.
Yep.
Can I just say Uncle Dudley is just getting better and better.
Yes. It's the best things he's ever done, like as far as that character. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Yep. And then we go back to Kermit, who is continually trying to unplug and get Zen on. And Jason Bateman interrupts him continually about different things, needing a wardrobe person and a lighting person and a person to make the flyer and all this other stuff.
Now for a real split second, when they were doing that face-off sitting on the pillows and feeling each other's energy against their hands type thing, whatever it was, for a real split second, I thought that was Michelle from The Room he was across from. But I can't... I'm looking at the credits. I don't see her name, so I doubt. I doubted it was her, but for a second, I thought it was her, and that would have been awesome.
1 degree of separation from the room.
Oh, yeah.
So then, pretty much, Kermit just decides he's done. He'll help, and he gets caught on his phone by the person that runs a retreat, and he gets kicked out. And of course, Jason Bateman won't accept any responsibility because he is not allowed to go home until Monday.
Right.
So in the meantime, Scooter is trying to leave because he's done. He's like, I am horrible. I am horrible at running this place. I'm going to leave. And Gonzo actually talks him into staying and convinces him to look at it as a new way, like find another way to make the show happen.
With my favorite line of the night, I think.
Yes.
It's a setup. It's a double line. Gonzo sets up the line. He says, what's the oldest saying in Hollywood? And Scooter says, this is where we should put Hollywood.
Yes.
Actually, that was the one huge, that's the biggest laugh I got tonight. Well, until the end.
Yeah.
And all right. There's another one I just thought of too.
There were a couple laughs in this one. So then the next thing we see is Piggy recording the show at candlelight. Lots and lots of candles. Oh, and we forgot the B story. Sam is trying to use his predator. He is a bird of prey.
Oops, excuse me.
He swoops in and takes what he wants.
Yeah, sort of.
It doesn't quite get there, but...
No.
You're on fire.
Not in this case.
And he decides to set his sights for Janice. Trying to find common ground with him. that had to be my line of the night. When she says, do you like snorkeling? No, I feel like it's invading the fish's space. and he says, well, that's why I always say, are you decent? Before I jump in. that made me laugh. I could just imagine that. So pretty much it's another failed attempt of Sam's to try and get Janice. Trying to woo Janice. It's not happening.
I was hoping that would show up again, but I guess the initial shock value of it in the karaoke episode is where it was the funniest, is it wasn't annoying. It just wasn't as funny this time.
Yeah. So it's another thwarted attempt of Sam's to try and get, Janice. And, so they get through the beginning and they figure out that they can use Pentatonix, which is an all a cappella group.
Oh, that's what
But they actually
called.
They actually don't just sing a cappella, they sing the background and the instruments. And
great.
So but they can do it. And he powers the cameras with the golf cart battery.
Right.
Golf cart being pulled back into the story.
Right.
And they make it through the night. Next day, Kermit returns. No one says anything. Everything is back to normal. And Patrick Dempsey has recovered from his poison ivy. and Kermit just decides that, we forgot. There is a visit to Rolf.
Oh, that's right. There is a visit to Rolf's, yes.
The one thing that we kind of all said that we're
not getting enough of.
There was not enough Rolf.
So yeah, yep.
And Rolf has his inspirational moment of saying, you know, when I have a hard day, I go and I run around the house real quick and draw myself a bath, run around the house real quick and jump or chew on a slipper or chew on my favorite shoe.
Yeah.
And he offers up a shoe to Kermit to chew. But it gives Kermit the idea to go into his backyard, get rid of his pool, and recreate his childhood swamp. And that's where we get the scene from the commercial that still makes me laugh, where Kermit begins to sing Rainbow Connection. And so he's, learn a new song!
Shut up, Bill!
Shut up, Bill! That cracked me up.
So I thought that was really funny, because it is one of those songs that are supposed to be revered, and somebody interrupts him.
Right. But how many songs are there really about rainbows? There's this one and Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Yeah. Reading Rainbow?
That's not a song.
Well, yeah, Butterfly in the Sky. Yeah.
What?
I Can Fly Just as High.
That's not a song.
Okay, it's about reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
It's not about an actual rainbow.
Okay.
Anyway. So he builds his little place in the back, and you find that even though chaos is reigning again, as soon as he comes back, he's got his little piece of Zen in his own backyard that he can escape to.
Right.
So that's real cool. And then I believe that is it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
They got through the episode. He came back. Everything's back to normal. No fallout from the scooter event, apparently.
No.
Which I was kind of expecting the last third of the, or the third act to kind of involve that, but it didn't.
They kind of grazed over that by saying it was 3 weeks later.
That's true. My other favorite line of the night came around here. Someone said, big mean Carl is fighting with the delivery guy, and they pan over. It says this side up. He put that side down.
And he's eating his shirt.
Yeah. I have to say, there was a Chip moment tonight.
Oh, Chip, the IT guy. Jeremy, can you talk to the FBI? I was just buying old video games and not rerouting trains.
And he tells Scooter or Pepe and
guys,
and
stop messing with him. They're messing with me. I have friends. Chip the IT guy.
He asked him to mop Facebook.
Oh, that was early on. Yeah.
Can you mop this up? I've never mopped anything up.
I've never mopped before. I love Chip the IT guy.
And then he blinked.
Yes.
The blinking. The blinking is what gets me. The blinking. So, yeah, that was pretty much... It was a good, solid...
It was okay.
Yeah. And I am kind of... Now I watch every episode with the thought of what the hell's it going to be after.
I know. You know what? That did put a damper on this. I have to admit that, because I was watching this going... It's almost like, how much do I invest myself into this? Because
it's going to change.
In three more episodes, it's going to change. Or four. What, seven, eight, nine... 10, yeah, 4 technically.
Yeah.
No, this was 7. So, no, 3 more. That does put a little bit of a wet blanket on watching it, but I try not to think about it as I'm watching it. It isn't really until the end. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't bother me the next 3 episodes.
Just enjoy it while we can.
Exactly.
Yep. And see what happens. Hopefully it doesn't try to be something that it isn't. If it tries to go back to the real or the variety show format, I really don't know that it could be successful.
Right.
Look at Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. They tried to have a variety show.
Like a Paul Lynn Halloween special.
Yes. Like it just is not successful and it doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's only so far nostalgia will take you.
Yep.
And I don't think I can go on that journey.
Yep. No.
Yeah, I'm just not going to think about it till time comes at this point.
Nope. Just enjoy it while we can and have these solid episodes. Yep. Even though Jason Bateman could be funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't that funny.
That was disappointing.
Yep.
He set the bar way too high with Arrested Development.
Oh, so. God. It's my nightmare episode next episode.
Oh?
Well, it's episode 8. Too Hot to Handler, and it features Chelsea Handler. Ricky Littlum as Becky again. I don't know. I might skip that one. You guys can take care of that one.
No, you must suffer through it just like us.
Yeah, as I'm not a big Chelsea Handler fan either.
Okay, good.
Who knows? It could be as brief as the Jason Bateman stuff. We wanted Jason Bateman more, maybe.
That's true. Maybe Chelsea Handler would be funnier. Actually, you know, it's funny. I find her more interesting outside of her talk show. Like the stuff she does to kind of, I don't know if you guys have seen this, that for a while she was doing a counter social media post to Vladimir Putin.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, that was kind of fun. I kind of liked that gig she was doing, but. Yeah, I'd never liked your show. Christy used to watch it all the time.
No, I didn't.
Well, heck, you didn't?
Not all the time.
You had it on a lot.
I had it on in the background.
Yeah, okay.
I like Chewy.
The fact that you know what his name is.
It's says Chewy. A lot. How would I forget that?
So it looks like there's some pretty solid guest stars lined up for the rest of the season anyway, so does it list Jennifer Lawrence, Mindy Kaling, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sofia Vergara, Kerry Washington? So
Michelle Pfeiffer is a callback from Up Is Tonight.
Yeah. And I saw a post on Facebook. It was a picture of Mindy Kaling and Pepe together.
Okay, that could be funny.
Yeah.
How can they not have Sofia Vergara and Pepe together.
Oh, who knows? Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it will.
Anything maybe. That means more Pepe time.
Champagne.
Champagne. Champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, like some champagne.
What are we celebrating?
Champagne.
Champagne. Champagne. Yeah,
the dead man.
Champagne. One of the best moments yet.
Yes. Yes. So still a solid episode, but maybe not one of the best.
No.
But
well, we are in the middle. Without saying the whole 10 episode turnover, we're in the middle of the season that they were planning for anyway. So you kind of, this is about time where you just, I wouldn't say you call it in by any means. You're going to have to lead up to a finale. You can't be better at episode 7 and then have an episode 16 that's lackluster. So,
yeah.
But that, we know how that goes with this change. I'm not even going to talk anymore about that.
Who knows what it's going to be.
But I'm saying this was written and produced and probably shot before that happened. So
yeah.
That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
For anybody knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
So, well, that's all I have.
Me too.
Karen, you got anything?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week, once again, despite the fact that Chelsea Handler and Becky are back. But and we'll give our instant reaction to that. You can follow us on Facebook. We're Muppets and Character on Facebook. You can send us a message through there or through our website at neozaz.com. And, well, as always, thanks for listening. And no matter what happens to the show, we're going to follow it for as hopefully a long time, but as long as it is on, we'll be here to review it or talk about it and find the good in it, despite the kind of...
We'll sift it like gold miners.
The dark cloud that's over us right now. So hopefully we can get past this and have some fun with it. But until then, I'll say it one more time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Muppets in Character. Muppets in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit NeoZaz.com. The Muppets in Character podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company. All Muppet characters, names, places, and Muppet-related events are copyright the Walt Disney Company or their respective trademarks and copyright holders. For the latest Muppets and Character shows and information, visit our website at mic.neozaz.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Muppets and Character.